ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated L'Ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes. We're going to go back a little bit, Daf Lamed Chesem and Beis, a few sugyas that we didn't get to do in the previous shiur. The Gemara, a little bit towards the top of the Amid, has a Machlokes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, Bar-Kappara and Rabbi Yochanan, about two cases. The Gemara says, Dag Meliach, if you have a salted fish, Chizki Yashari, Chizki says it's Mutter, Rabbi Yochanan Asur, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur. It's Bishalakum. Beitza Tzliya, if it's a roasted egg, Bar Kappara Shari, Bar Kappara says it's Mutter, Rabbi Yochanan Asur, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur. And the Gemara goes on, the Gemara in regard to Beitza Tzliya had mentioned Abaya's sack that we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Although Rav Zvid had held that ain't dvar v'shalecha b'makam shnayim. Now, it's a machlekes yishenim, what's the case of Beitza Tzliya? What's the case of Dag Meliach, and what is exactly the machlekes? Rashi says that Dag Meliach means, shamol choy v'kechavim u'michasei hu necho b'loy bishol. We're talking about, it's a salted fish like a herring or kadaima, which the guy prepared it for eating through salting, but it was not cooked. And Rabbi Yechon holds its asur, Rashi says, Zeo bishulay. So the machlekes is bishulakim dafka when you cook it, or is bishulakim even when you salt it and prepare it through eating, through salting. The Rambam is also mashma, he learned up this way. And if that's indeed the machlekes, so then we paskin in this case, like Chizkiah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechonan. And Beitzat Sluya, Rashi says that the reason why it's mutter is because the food at the time of preparation is completely surrounded by the shell. The guy doesn't come into any physical contact with the food, so that's not nichl in the din of bishalakum. So it's two different machlokesin. Dag Meliach, the question is salting considered bishalakum? Beitzat Sluya is actually done with heat. It's done with roasting. But the question is, an egg, maybe it's not considered a food because the guy is not coming into contact with the food. The food is totally surrounded by the shell. And the Rambam holds that Beitzim have a din of Bishalakum, but Meliach doesn't when you salt it. And the Rif also brings from the Gayin that Abaye said, Halacha, Kerab Yechanan, that's in regard to the din of Beitzat Sliya. That was the case by the Reish Galusa there. But not in the case of Dag Meliach. It's actually two completely separate machlokes. They have no shaykes one to the other. So the fact that you pass like a Be'echanan in one doesn't mean that we should pass like a Be'echanan in the other. Now you're saying I'm a little bit bothered. What's the Havimina that Melicha should be considered a Bishul? And why does a Be'echanan hold that way? The fact that the Mishnah Lamed Tesum Abay says that the Kvashim She'ein Darkim Lassus B'Seichan Yayin V'Chaymitz, the pickles, which you don't put in wine or vinegar, that comes from wine, are mutter ba'achila, and the Mishnah here asks it kvashim because it's darkam masechem yayin, it's because it has a non-kosher ingredient. You put the yayin esech or the chaymetz from yayin esech in the kvashim. But why don't you say that kavash is kamavushal, just like meliach is kitzli, so kavash is kamavushal. Obviously, it's only when it's done through heat, like the Gemara that said earlier, that's nishtanu al yidei or. That was the asmachta. So some Rishonim say it's not so shver. Kvashim aren't considered oila shluchim malachim. Halacha l'mais, anyone we hold it's mutter, we hold you need dafkid, we're saying that malich is mutter, but akumana rabbeichim will learn the Mishnah that kvashim is ain oila shluchim malachim. But the Rishonim want to say pshat that the dag maliach means that the guy roasted it, and the question is it called nechel kamei shuchai? Now, actually, the Gemara earlier said that dagim ktanim meluchim ein b'shem ein b'em mishum b'shuli evik echavim. And Rashi says, nechalun kamei shem achmas milchan. So the Gemara before says clearly it doesn't have b'shuli akum because it's called nechal kamei shulchai. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying that it's aser? And the Rishonim say that they're talking about dagim meluchim ketanim, the small fish. They're readily eaten machmas mochem. Here we're talking about a dag meliach, which is only nechal adei etchak machmas mochem. You really do have to heat it up. It's only nechal adei etchak machmas mochem. So that's why it's a machlekes. And that's how they learn the machlekes by Beitza also. Rabbi Yechanan, it says that if it's nechal idei tchak machmas molchai, that's called, that it's not called nechal kamei shuachai because it's only idei tchak. So that's the same reason why he asks by beitzah, because even though you could eat an egg raw, you could crack the egg and eat the egg raw, but that's not the customary, appropriate way of eating an egg. It's only idei tchak. If it's an emergency, you can't cook it and you really want the egg. So you could eat it raw, but that's idei tchak, and that's good for the machlokes. So if you learn the Gemara that way, the Rishonim a little bothered with the Rif's psak and the Rambam's psak that by beitza we paskin that it's usser, and nevertheless by dag meliach we paskin that it's mutter. Why should it be the way? It's all the same question. The question is the food which is customarily cooked, but it could be eaten b'shas tchak, it could be eaten under emergency circumstances, even when it's raw. That's a shal. Is that called nechel kamei shuachai or not? And if we pass like a bechel, and then an egg is called, is not called nechel kamei shuachai, it's aser, so who would then a dag meliach which you pass in that way? So in a chanami, some Rishonim actually do aser dag meliach because of this, and it's taka machloikis la'alocha, what's the din by nechel kamei shuachai b'shas tchak? And it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And some Rishonim say that the reason for this chiluk that the Rif says, you could learn that the Rif held like Rashi and the Rambam, that dag meliach means all you did was meliach. And that's why it's mutter. It's a completely different question than beitza. But some Rishonim learned that no, they didn't like the pshat of Rashi. Dag meliach and beitza are really the same question because it's nechel machmas atchak kushu chai, and the question is that called nechel kamei shu chai? But by fish, they say it's an added thing, because since the Yisrael salted the fish, and therefore he contributed to the processing of the fish, even though the guy did the full cooking, and even though it wasn't really nechel, it was only nechel b'shas hatchak, but that's good enough. Kind of like when the Gemara says that machel bar jesai is good enough when the Yisrael does that. Melicha is not called cooking legabe when a guy does it, it should aser. But when a yid does it, even if he's not doing the cooking, he does the melicha, but that already made it mutter b'shas hatchak. So even though b'shas hatchak alone wouldn't be called nechel kamei shuachai, but if the way it became roye b'shas hatchak is through the yid had what to do with the preparations, that would make it ois b'shalakim. Very mechudish dikasvara. Al-Kabanim Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days, if a dag meliach, which is nechel b'shas hatchak, is that have bishalakum? And the Ramah says that the same halacha would apply to anything which is nechel chaya lidei atchak. So vices, the Ramah wasn't going with the svara that dag meliach is the only time that it's mutter because the yid helped with the preparation. He was going with the svara that vices, that dag meliach and beitz tzli have nothing to do with nechel lidei atchak. And misvara, you could say that nechel lidei atchak is called nechel kamei shuachai. The only thing is, lefize, you're going to have to say, l'dasta ramah, that a beitza is not called ayideh atchak. Vice says a beitza, to eat a beitza ruah, the ramah would have to neman, that's called even shaloy ayideh atchak. People sometimes eat eggs ruah, because the Gemara Klar is saying that the beitza tzli is usher, and that's how we paskin. Hakabonim, it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, if nechel ayideh atchak, it's called Nechel Kamei Shuchai to be matter by Bishalakum. And some Rishonim hold that's good for the Machlokes of Yechanan and Cheskia. Now, one other sugya there, on Laman Chesim at Beis, the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud says, Taner Abanan, HaKaisvan Shal Evdik HaChavim. Kaisvan is a Psoila Shal Tzmarim Rashi says, Shasvim Shechar. You're trying to make some sort of a beer, some sort of a drink from the Psoilas of a Tzmarim with water, and fermenting it and making it into a beer. So the Goyim made this kaisvan. It was hochmu chamin b'yoyer g'dayel aser. If they cook the water in a big pot, it's aser. B'yoyer k'tana mutter, but in a small pot, it's mutter, because a small pot is too small to put in meat. The Gemara said it must be a very small pot that you can't even get the head of a tzibah jar into it. The Gemara says, v'atanya achas yoyer g'dayel av achas yoyer k'tana mutter. It says whether it's a big pot or a small pot, they're both mutter. So Gemara says it's telling the machlekes if nice and tam lefgam is aser or nice and tam lefgam is mutter. So the Rishonim paskin like the man the omer that nice and tam lefgam is mutter. And many Rishonim see from this Gemara that kumtais, if a guy cooks something in his own pats, in a place that we don't have to be chayshish that he mixed in a treifa ingredient. But the shaila is, but a guy's pats are treifa pats. He uses them for treifa food. But if you hold nice and tam levgam is asr, I mean, if you hold nice and tam levgam is mutter, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to be chayshish that he cooked treif in the pat that day. Because if you hold nice and tam levgam is mutter, that's only that if he cooked treif in the pat yesterday, waited 24 hours, so then already it's nice and tam levgam, it's not a ben yomai. But if he cooked treif today, it would be asr. So why don't you have to be chayshish that he used it today for treifa food? And the Gemara clearly says, Rav Sheshe said, Hai mishcha shlika daramoi is mutter. And Rav Sheshe said it was also, but Rav Safra held it was mutter. Because he held that nice and tam levgam is mutter. So why don't you have to be chayshish that he used it that day and it's not nice and tam levgam? So Taisus and the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rajban, Kamari Shainim, they say that you say, Stam kelim einim neyayman. So Sinegei, the Gemara says in the end of the Masechta that when you buy kelim from a guy, you have to kasher them. But what if the Eved used them without kashering them? The Gemara says that it's mutter. Why? Why aren't you chayshish that the guy used it today for treifa food? Right? Says you're not chayshish for that. You say stam kelim einim bnei yayman. And Taisa says because it's sex seker. First of all, maybe he didn't use it today at all. And second of all, even Tislaima used it today, but maybe he used it for something which doesn't give tam, or something which is pagim. So that means a svek sveka. Maybe it wasn't used at all. In Tislaima was used, maybe the food it was used doesn't give tam into this food. Or it's pagim into this food. So because it is svek sveka, it's mutter. Now the Raivad Eifenart doesn't hold this way. The Chedusha Raivad that we have, and also the Me'iri Eifenart, they all that know. You do have to be chayshish he cooked it. Why don't have to be chayshish that he cooked treifa food that day? They all that. The Matcha L'Rayis, like here by Kaisvan, they say, because treifa food, Mederech Klal is Pagim, this particular Kaisvan, this particular Sheikha Tmarim, is Nifka Ma'idei, the treifa food. So that's why it's nice in Tam of Gam, not because it's Eina Ben Yoimei, because this particular thing that they're having, this Kaisvan, becomes pagamai day the tray for food. And you can answer a lot of fewer kashas that way. Then we could be dealing with the emissa nice and tam levgam. Not because it's ainu ben yomai. See, there are two shailas. Even if you hold nice and tam levgam is mutter, but some say by kalim, the begam of kalim, that you say nice and tam levgam is asr. Because all kalim are pagam. That's what there's one tana that holds. All kalim are pagam. So gulei nachem is chidishu. So once anyway it's pagam, so even if it's not a ben yomai, it doesn't make a difference if it's pagim a little or pagim a lot. But if the food be'etzim is pagim, not because it's a bliya, so even if it happens to be a bliya, you still say nice and tam of gam is mutter. We spoke about this in a previous year. The Kesef Mishnah also learns up in the Rambam that way. The Kesef Mishnah learns up in the Rambam, it's a shayla. He brings a tshuva siraj, but learns the Rambam not that way. And when the Rambam asks because of the tam, he says maybe the guy deliberately put in tam. But the Kesef Mishnah says in one of the places, it's mamish not mashma, the Rambam is mashma, that when there's a chash that the guy used his trade for kalim, it's also just by kaisvan, it happens to be that it'll be pagim, even if he used it as a ben yaymai. But even if the Rambam holds away, lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufchav Beis, Patskins like Revi Shainim, that you're not chayshish, a guy, you're allowed to have a guy. You're allowed to buy food that a guy cooked in his regular kalim, al sis svar v'stam kalim ainu b'nei yayman. But the Shulchan Aruch says, just like a keli she'ainu b'nei yayman, the din is you're not allowed to use it. You have to kasher it. But the evid, if you use it, then it's mutta al sis tam levgam. So who a din, you're not allowed to tell a guy, could you please cook food for me? If the guy's going to use his own kalim, and is cooking the food for you, even though you know that the food is completely kosher, but the guy is using his own kalim, that's called using kalim mechatchila, even though the guy is cooking it for you. But since he's doing it for you, that's called you're using the kalim mechatchila. You're not allowed to do it, and could be, if you did it mechatchila, even with the eved, you're not allowed to eat the food. We're only talking about if the guy stam cooks food, and then you want to buy the food from the guy that he cooked for himself, but even that there's no chash that he's ma'ariv, something treif into the food. The other Rishayim are saying the kalim also, you never have to be chayshish, tam kalim ainim b'nei yayman. And the tam is al svek sveka, maybe he didn't use it today, or even if he did, maybe the treif of food he used it for today was something they wouldn't give tam in this particular food. And now let's go right to the banim of Laman Chesem and Beis. The Gemara brings down the mission of Kvashim Shadarkam Losses B'Seichan Yayim. This is one thing that's Asur Ba'achila Mutabano. Kvashim pickles, that the derech is to put in it wine, whether it's pickled vegetables or pickled fish or pickled of a head or a feet of an animal, whether they have wine or vinegar, that comes from wine. So it's a problem of Yayin Esech. It's Asur Ba'achila Mutabano. Now, we have also the Gemara earlier. The Mishnah Daf Chav Tesrum and Beis has a machlokes Shemein Necham Bat Murius. Murius is fish oil. And Murius also they put in wine. Goyim used to put in wine. And that's why it's Aser. Rabbi Meir said it's Aser Bahana. And the Rabbanan said that no, it's Aser Bahachila and Mutta Bahana. So we have two cases. We have the case of Kvashim, which is according to everyone, Aser Bahachila and Mutta Bahana. We have the case of Murius, where that's a machlekes Rabbi and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says that it's Aser Bahana, and the Chachamim say it's Aser Bahachila and Mutta Bahana. Now about the Kvashim, there's a machlekes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Chizkiah leishanu ala shedarkon, avol biyidua Aser afilu Bahana. It's only if there's a suspicion that maybe they used wine. But let's say you know that they used wine, or rave people use wine. So Kumtai says, consider like you know they used wine. Then it's Aser Bahana, because Yayin Nesach is Aser Bahana. If Yayin Nesach is mixed into a food, it makes it Aser Bahana. So the Gemara says, U'mayishna mimurius tishara banan bahana. But by Murius we find that there are banan hole, that even though wine is mixed into the Murius, and by Murius is not only suspicion, Murius is the pshat that right people put in wine. It's like Yadua. So there we find this a machlekes, or a banan hole, that no, that it's only Aser Bahachila. So we have a stira. Chizkiah says a kvashim, if there's a suspicion they put in wine, that asas ba'achila. But if it's a rave that put in wine, a vada you put in wine, asas ba'ana. But Muri used to find that's not asas ba'ana. So the Gemara says, hasam lavuri zuha mahakala masuke tama. But Muri is not put in for flavor. So mele, we don't consider the wine to be there. It's put in there, lavuri zuha, just to take off the bad smell of the fish. That's the pshat in the wine. But the wine is not actually flavoring the food. So mamela, it would ask the bachila, but not bano. Mashen can hear by the kvashim, and it's making flavor, it's putting in flavor into the kvashim, and mamela, it's even ask the bano. That's what Chizkiah held. Even if it's biyadua, it's also mutter. The Gemara just says, kvashim, shadarkim, lasa b'seichen chayim, is to teach you that even that case, that's only a chash, it's also ba'achila. But even if it's a vaday, it's right to only also ba'achila, not bana. So the Gemara says, that would fit good with the Rabbanan. But ma'ishna Murius l'rabeyed also bana. So Chizkiah holds that this case is worse than Murius. That even the Rabbanan, who mata Murius bana, here it's worse, because that's lavuri zum, and here it's for taste. But Rabbi no, here it's better than Murius, because hasim yediyam ha'mashay, hachala yediyam ha'mashan. There, this actual mamashis of wine mixed in with the Murius. So even though it's not giving flavor, it's lavure zuma, but you have the actual mamashis of wine there, that's why Rabbi Meir holds that it's Aser Bahana. Mashenkin here, where you don't have the mamashis, it's completely nivla in the kvashim. So Rabbi Yechon holds, in that case, they didn't Aser Yayin Nesach Bahana, in the case where it's nivla in the kvashim, it's not Yediyah mamashim. And the Paiskim will pass like Chizkiah, because Chizkiah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. Any time Yayin Nesach is flavoring food, even if it's Layudiyam HaMashai, it's Aser Bahana. Now the Ravid asks a very interesting question. The Ravid says, Lefi Chizkiah, that holds, that Kvashim that's Yedua is Aser Bahana. So Rabbi Meir holds, besides it being Machmir by Murius, that he holds that even though it's lavur zum and ases banah, that's one machlekes shemei and the chum and the mishnah chavtesim and beis. But there's also machlekes by gvinas beis uniyaki. By gvinas beis uniyaki, Rabbi Meir says it's aser because they're miming it with the keva of a golem that were nishkit for avei dezar. You have the cheese in beis uniyaki, and there we're afraid they're going to use the keva, the milk that's inside the stomach of calves that were shechter for avodah zarah, so that milk is nesu al sakruvus avodah zarah, and they're going to use that as a curdling agent for the cheese, and that way it will make the cheese aser. And the Gemara there says that roiv were not used by the avodah zara things, but Rav Meir is chayish lemuta. Since Rav Meir is chayish lemuta, so he asks his gvinas based on the akibana, and the chum say no, we're not chayish lemuta. So the shaila is, so how come my kvashim don't you say chashina lemuta? According to Rav Meir, that holds chashina lemuta. And that's why Gvinas based in the Aki holds as Asabana. So Lefi Chizkia, that Kvashim really would be Asabana by Yedua. It's only because it's a Chashash, it's not Asabana. That's good, like the Rabbana that aren't Chashash Lemuta. But Rav Meir, who asks Gvinas based in the Aki Bana because of Chashash Lemuta, so why doesn't he ask the Kvashim Bana also because it's Chashash Lemuta? That's where the Ravid. So the Ravid says, Alam the Shetaritz. He says, in a case where they definitely used milk from the keva as a curdling agent, now the question is, the milk from the keva, is that the kruvus of avodah zarah or not? Rav is not. Me, it is. So there it may is chayish lemuta, because you're using something, milk from a keva, and miyad of the milk from a keva is the kruvus of avodah zarah. So mele chayish lemuta. Masha'en came by the kvashim. We don't know if they put in wine altogether. It's not they put in something, we don't know what it is. They don't know if they put in wine altogether. Some people flavor it with wine, and some people don't. And only in meat flavor it with wine. In such a case, it may is not chayish lemuta. He brings the raya to this chilek from a Mishnah in Zavim. The Mishnah says if someone touched reik, and there was two reiks, there was reik from a zav, and reik from a non-zav. So there we say it's safek tuma b'shasa yachid and yisayiv truma. Mashen kain, if it's a safek, if he touched the reik altogether, then he says you're only tail of the truma. You're not sayiv the truma. So there's a difference. If you know that he touched the reik and the question what the reik is, then safek tuma b'shasa yachid says you could be sayiv the truma. But if it's safek, if he touched the reik altogether, even though it's the same 50-50 chance, but if it's safek, if he touched the reik altogether, then you're only tail of the truma. So too, if you're using some keva milk, and the question is which one, is it the kruvus of avodah zarah or not, then you chayish lemiyuta, and you say it's asabanol if you're a meir. Now, Shagin, if you don't know bechlal if you put in wine, and right people don't put in wine, so then you're not chayish lemiyuta bechagav. That's the Ravid's teretz. The Rabban's a little bothered because he says, who says they used keva altogether? You find a lot of other things that could be maimed milk with the sraf erla, it says, and with plants and that, there's a lot of other curdling agents the Gemara mentions. Who said they use keva? So the Ramban's teretz on the kasha is that Chizkiya is also maskin that there's a difference between Yediyah Mamashay and Lo Yediyah Mamashay. That Rabbi Meir Al Kapanim is only Chayish Lemiyuta, like Venus based on Yaki, that's considered like Yediyah Mamashay, because since it's a Davar Amaymin, a Davar Amaymin is not Batal, a Davar Amaymin is called Yediyah Mamashay. We see clearly the effects of the Davar Amaymin in the cheese. That's like Yediyah Mamashay. That's the same thing like Murius of Yediyah Mamashay. Mashenkin here, since it's Lo Yediyah Mamashay, even though Chizkiya holds that that's not enough to make a Mutta Ba'ana, but Akapanim to say Chayish Lemiyuta to Asa Ba'ana Lefir Abmeya, when it's Lo Yediyah Mamashay, that's where Abmeya holds its Mutta. That's the Ramban's teretz. Now, there's another machlekes Rishayim in this sugya. We had mentioned earlier this din. The Gemara says when stam yenam gets mixed into wine, it's different when real yayin nesach, tekruvus avodah zarah, gets mixed into wine. When tekruvus avodah zarah, real yayin nesach, gets mixed into wine, you got to throw everything away. But when stam yenam gets mixed into wine, you could sell it to a guy, chutz midmei the yayin nesach, the stam yenam shabbai. So Yishayim have a shayla here. Chizkiya says, "Be you do it's asubana." Does that mean that you can't sell it to a guy chutz mi dmei the yayin esach shabai? Because the pashas lashon of asubana, that sounds like you can't sell it to a guy. It doesn't sound like there's an etzah. So it's a machlekes Yishayim. Some Yishayim hold it's dafka when it's biyad yisro, and then a taruvus occurs, yayin esach gets mixed in. Then you have an eitzah to sell it to a guy chutz midmei yayin esach shabai, because then you're not having anor from the yayin esach. Mashenga, when it's by a guy, chacham mamor machmer, and they held it was asabana altogether. he can't buy it and sell it to a guy, even if you're going to do it chutz midvei yayin nesuch shabai. That's what the Raivin and the Ritva hold. But the Rajman Teres Abayi says, b'shem Rabbeinu Yayin, and he also passes that way, that no, when the Gemara says to us about no, it's telling you the ikedin, you can't have enough from it, you can't feed it to your animals, the kadayma, you can't have enough from the yayin nesuch shabai. Mashen kain, to sell it, chutz midvei yayin nesuch, you could, just like any time, stam yeinam is the sayav with yayin. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down the din of tirius trufa. The Mishnah says a case of a type of a kosher fish, if it's chopped up, so maybe there's also trefa fish mixed in. And sirishayim by daga. And then the Mishnah says chilek. That's another type of a kosher fish, which you can't buy from goyim. Why not? So the Gemara says chilek is a certain fish called sultanis. And why can't you buy it from goyim? Because ervoinus, olima, ervoina, trefa fish is together with it. And it might be eating, there might be a trefa fish also mixed in. And Rashi in the Mishnah explains, because the Gemara explains that this type of fish, this chilek, which the Gemara calls a sultanis, is a fish which really doesn't have scales. Doesn't have scales now, but they're going to grow later. So that's why there might be another trefa fish mixed in together with it, and you won't be able to tell that that fish is treif because none of them have scales. Mashenkein tirius is a fish with scales, so therefore you'll be able to see the scales. So that's why it's only also when it's trufa, when it's cut up, and then you won't be able to see the scales. So the Gemara says a drasha, how do we know that if it doesn't have scales now, and it's going to get them later, how do we know that it's tar? So the Gemara said that the Taisa says, it's a drasha because it says ein loy. That ein loy is always a drasha of ayin olav. That even if it doesn't have scales now, but the half scale, so after Zman, it's also not Einlai. Einlai is Ayin Olav. Like you have these Joshes in Yevamis and Kedushin, Ben Einlai, Zera Einlai, you have a din of Ayin Olav. So here also, Einlai would mean, not that it doesn't have, just doesn't have the scales now, but it won't have scales in the future. So the Ksam Sefer brings that Rashi and Chumash says a different shot from the Teres Kainim, that it says Einlai B'mayim. That if it has B'mayim, even if When you take it out, it's going to shed the scales. But as long as it's when it's in the water, it has scales. That's also good enough. So the Chasam Sefer says you really need both drushas because Einlai is telling you a drusha that it doesn't have the scales now, but it's going to have them later. But he says just like by Yibun Lamashal, we say Ben Einlai Ayin Olav, that if there was a Ben at the time that the brother died, and it died after the Ben died after. That's not called Einlai, even though now the Ben died, there's no Ben. But the time of the Mises Abal, there was a Ben, that's not called Ben Einlai, that's Ayin Olav. But that's only if later it's not going to have a Ben. But if earlier there wasn't a Ben, like let's say they had a Ben earlier, and the Ben died earlier, then that's called Ben Einlai. So Ayin Olav is not going to work to tell you that the scales that were there earlier is going to help. Ayin Olav is only going to tell you the scales that are there later is going to help, but not that the scales that were there earlier is going to help. So that's the drasha of Einlai B'mayim. That's Rashi's drasha. That Kol HaSheyeshlei Stapfe Kaskeses B'mayim, the Kol HaSheyeinlai B'mayim, that the main thing is to have Kaskeses B'mayim. Once you take it out of the water, it doesn't need the Kaskeses anymore. So Einlai tells you that if it doesn't have the kaskeses now, they're going to grow later, that's good enough. The later kaskeses are good enough. That's Ayin Olav. But that's not going to tell you the earlier kaskeses are good enough. How do you know the earlier kaskeses are good enough? That's Rashi's drasha, that B'mayim that has kaskeses, even though it sheds the kaskeses when you take it out of the Mayim, but that's also a kasha. That's Isaac Duxam Sefer. So Duxam Sefer asks a kasha. He says, L'chayr, that's Pashit. That you b'chlal don't need a drasha, that if a fish grows scales later, that the time that he has the scales, then he's tar. The fish has scales. Why shouldn't it be tar? Just because it was born in the earliest stage of its existence, it didn't have scales. There's no sorrow to say that a fish that didn't have scales in some earlier stage would still be usher if it got scales in a later stage. L'chari only need the pasuk because you would think that until it gets the scales, it's a trefa fish. It only becomes a kosher fish once it gets the scales. So, Fegdechsam Sefer, we have a klal in Bechayis Davav that let's say a para gives birth to a gamel. Let's say a para, which has kosher simanim, it has split hooves and has chews its cud, it gives birth to an animal without split hooves. It's kosher because a yaitzim and a tar. Even though the offspring doesn't have the simanim, but it came from an animal with the simanim, it's tar. So, Fegdechsam Sefer, so why do I need a pasuk? If you're going to say that when it has the scales of Adah, it's tar. Elamai, maybe until it gets the scales, it's a mintame. But it came from a mintar. It came from a fish with scales. So even if it doesn't have simanei tara, it should be kosher because he ate simanei tar. Like a gomel that was nailed min apara, which is kosher. And he says also, the original fish that Hashem made. Hashem made all the brias b'tzivyonim. He made them as mature. So that avada had kaskasim. So all the offsprings of that fish came from the original fish, which was tar. Because it always had scales. So why isn't it all mutter? Why do we need a pasuk to say that it's not considered a duck tummy? Calls man it doesn't have the scales, even if that has a simani tumma, but it came from a duck tar. Why isn't it mutter else that? So Zagdach Sam Seifer, Weinstein's the din of Yetzim and Atar Atar is only by mammals, which actually be nailed, the vadis formed in the goof of the mother, so then it has the din of Yetzim and Atar Atar. But by fish, where it comes from eggs, it doesn't have a din of Yetzim and Atar Atar. It has to be a mintar by itself. He says, Taisus really says it like birds. Taisus in either the Afnunam and Beis, the Gemara there says that there could be a bird that the male of the species of the bird is the Eiftar, and the female is an Eiftame. So Taisa wants to know, how could that be? If the male comes from the female, and the female is Tame, so that should be like a gomel that gives birth to a para. That even though the para has simanei tara, but yaitzim and atame tame. So why don't we say the male bird, all the male birds, they come from female birds, and the female bird is Tame, so even though the male has simanei tara, why isn't it Aser al chasim na tame tame. So Taisa says you don't say that by eggs. Eggs not coming from the goof of the mother. Eggs are considered that meafrika gavul. So who do my fish? You wouldn't say that. You don't say it by fish which has eggs. You only say it by mammals where it's created inside the behema. That's what Sam Sefer. Al kopanim, the Gemara asers this fish, this chilek, even though it's going to have scales, because the Arbaina, the other fish, comes up with it. And the Gemara says that Abaya said, Haitzachanta de Bav Nahara Sharia, this chilek, the same fish in Bav Nahara, it's the name of a nar, is mutter. And the Gemara says, why is it mutter? Is it because a trefa fish can't be there because it doesn't have scales or because it doesn't have a shedra? The Gemara says, no, Lamai said it could be. And the Gemara says, the reason is because that type of nar doesn't grow a duck tummy. And Avinu said that today, where Nahar Guza and Nahar Gamri go into this, then it becomes Aser. So in the Neid Yehuda, Yeridei Tinyan, at the end of Siman Lamed, it's a tshuva from Reb Shmuel, the son of the Neid Yehuda, the Baal Shiva Siyin. All the way at the end of the tshuva, the Shoyel asked him, why did the Paiskim say that fish that don't have scales now, but will have scales later on Mutter? The Gemara is mavur that that's mean they're eisad and mutter, but lamaisi have to be choshish that maybe they're getting mixed with the trefa fish. And it's only in a river which doesn't have trefa fish that it's mutter. So how can the paiskim don't tell us this? There's nothing in the paiskim that a fish which doesn't have scales and it's going to have scales later, you have to be choshish for a teruvis. The paiskim just says that fish that without scales but will have scales later are mutter. What's the pshat? The Gemara is mavur. They have to be chayshish for the dak tmeim that has to be there. So the Neid Yehuda, the son of Shmuel, the Shivasin, answered him that l'chayah wanted to ask a kasha. The Mishnah says that chilek is aser. The Brayser brings a number of different fish that says sultanis and offits. Why didn't the Mishnah say offits? So he wants to say fakir. The Brayser that says that sultana and offits are mutter, that means it's mutter legamri. You don't have to be chayshu teruvis of the trefa fish. But chilek is a min sultanus. It's one type of sultanus, which is a very, very small fish. And that particular fish, you're going to have a hard time detecting whether it's that fish or that ravina. That's why it's aser. He says that also explains that some Mefarshim ask that if the Arvoina does not have a Shedra, and the Chilek has a Shedra, so why can't you tell by the Shedra? Even if you can't tell by the scales, you should be able to tell by the Shedra. He says also, they're very, very small, and they can get mixed up, and you won't be able to notice if it has a Shedra or not. Vashayin Kain, a larger fish that doesn't have scales now, and will have scales later, you could recognize that fish. You're not chayshish that maybe it'll be a different fish without scales, because you know, you'll know the difference between the fishes, you'll be able to recognize if it's the kosher variety or not. Now the Gemara goes on, Amar Abaya, Hay Chamra D'yam Mashari, the fish that's called sea donkey is mutter. Tar diyami aser. A fish that's called a sea axe is aser. V'simanech tame tar, tar tame. The one that's called the tame name of a chamar, that's the one that's a kosher fish, a tar. The one that's called the tar name, the axe, that's the one that's the trefa fish, that's the tame. And Taisus and the Rosh say that he's not giving a klal to all fish, that all fish should have a tame name, a mutter, and all fish should have a tar name or aser. It means these particular two, the axe and the donkey fish, those ones, the axe is punk, the one that's aser, and the donkey is the one that's mutter. And the Rosh says these sighters, the one with fins and scales is mutter, and the ones without fins and scales is aser. So the Prima Gadim, it's in Sif Se Das and Sim Pei Gimel, Eis Gimel, asks, so what's the Gemara telling you a Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that the Charmer D'Yama is mutter and the Torah D'Yama is aser? Bishleim at the Charmer D'Yama, maybe you don't have the scales on you, and the Chiddush is that it's going to grow scales, or the Chiddush is that the scales came off when it was taken out of the water. But the Torah D'Yama, that's aser, obviously it doesn't have scales, otherwise it'll be mutter. The Gemara says in Chulin that any fish that has scales, Zicha has fins. So if it has scales, so it's going to be mutter, because that means for sure it has fins. Elamite doesn't have scales, and then it doesn't have fins. So of course it's aser. What is the chiddush that Torah D'Yama is aser? So the Prima Gadim shtel su, a big discussion that many achreinim had, starting from the Medana Yom Tov, that's in the Rosh and Chulin on the Sugya fish, that there was a certain fish called the Sninkus Marinus that's in the Spanish Sea that had scales, and it didn't have fins, but it had four legs. So the question was, it seems to be a steer to the Gemara. The Gemara says, anything which has scales, zuch has fins. And here we see a fish which has scales and doesn't have fins, it has four legs. So the Achreinim discuss this fish. How do we understand, how does this fish stem with the Gemara that says that any time it has scales, it definitely has fins? And here we see a fish lefanenu that has scales and doesn't have fins. So the shayel to the Madani Yom Tov was clearing that maybe the feet are called fins. And the Madani Yom Tov says, nah, the feet aren't called fins. It's obviously a tray for fish. It doesn't have fins. It doesn't have snap ear. But he clears that maybe this min wasn't around as Matan Torah. It was a min that evolved after Matan Torah somehow, through crossbreeding or whatever it is, and therefore the klal didn't apply to it. And also he says another thing, that maybe this klal was said dafka lagabe fish. Mashenkin, this animal, this Sninkus Marinus, is not a fish. It's a chaya shebiyam. It's a chaya, it's a sea-dwelling chaya. So it doesn't have the klal that if it has scales, it still has fins. So Zot the Prima Gadol like this. If you say like the second teretz in the Madani Yom Tov, that this klal doesn't apply to a chaya shebiyam, it's only by fish, but a chaya shebiyam, that could have scales even though it doesn't have fins. So the Prima Gadim says, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. You would think a Torah D'Yama really does have scales. But it's a Torah D'Yama. It's a sea axe, that means it's not a fish, it's a chaya shebiyam. A chamar shebiyam has fins and scales. A Torah shebiyam has only scales, it doesn't have fins. And that's okay, because only fish that have scales definitely have fins. But this is a chaya shebiyam, so there are scales without fins. So the havmin it was, you would think like the shayel by the Madani Yom Tov, the one who asked them the question, which thought that maybe the feet are considered fins. And the male it's mutter, because it has feet and scales, and the feet are considered fins. They're considered snapir. The Zayti Gemara, no. Feet are not fins, and even though it has scales, it's aser. And that it doesn't have fins is because it's a chayish shviyam. A chayish shviyam doesn't have to have fins. That's the prima gadim shtikl teira. Saying chesant agav lagabe the stinkus marinus, the brichadish held it was mutter. He said if the Gemara says that if it has scales and it had fins, so that's a klal, period. And he can't go against it no matter what. And if you don't see the fins, that's okay. Maybe that's fins. Maybe they fell off already. Maybe the things that are considered fins that you're not noticing, but it's zicha has fins. If it has scales, it has fins and it's zicha mutter. But the Kresi Uplesi says something very schwer. The Kresi Uplesi says, maybe the Gemara just meant al piroiv if it has scales and has fins. But if you see it doesn't have fins, the Gemara wasn't talking about that. The Gemara only meant al piroiv. And the Prima Gadim asks, the Gemara asks Akasha, why did it say snapper for? If every time it has kaskasis, every time it has scales, it has snapper, it has fins, so why does it say snapper? The Gemara says, yagdol ter v'yadir. If it's only a roiv, so, because of that miyat, that has kaskasis without snapper. The Archa Shulchan says, stam, if it's not a fish, it's stam usr. It's a remes hamayim, it's stam usr. It doesn't matter, fins, scales, if it's not a fish, it's usr. Fins and scales are dafka by fish. The Chsam Seifin Chulin says an interesting thing. He says, he found out, I did a mumchim b'chachma seteva, and also he saw it in the Sifrei HaTeva, that the Stinkus marinus is not a fish altogether. It's not a sweet sea-dwelling creature altogether. The Stinkus actually lives on the land, and it just swims in the sea like a crocodile. He says, like a small crocodile. So Meili says, Namonu divrei chazal, that any sea-dwelling creature that has scales, avada has fins. But b'negei ha'gemara, this is the prima gadim's teretz, that a tur d'yama has scales, the havamina was that the feet are considered fins, kamash malon, the feet are not considered fins, and since it's a chayi shebiyam, it doesn't have the rule that whether it has scales, it has fins. But the Chsam Seifus says another teretz. You see, there's a Ramban al ha'teirah that says a big chiddush, but it's brought in the Magid Mishnah, and it's also brought in the Ramah, in Simon Pei Gimel, wa'alach ha'lamaisa. That he says that scales have to be removable. And the raya is because the Tyrus Kainim says that scales are a levush. They're clothing to the fish. If they're not removable, you can't remove them from the skin of the fish. They can't be called the clothing. They're part of the skin. So since the scales have to be a clothing, a levush for the fish, they have to be removable. It has to be, you can take them off either by hand or with a knife. But if they're not removable, it's aser. So this is Gepaskin the Ramah. The Nidibhut is a shtekel mafakvik. Where did the Ramban get this from? It's not anywhere in Chazal. And Levush is not a raya. Why can't it be a Levush even if it's not removable? The skin gufa could be called the Levush. The Nidibhut is bothered, but he says Chalila to be Mekel. It's a psak halach in Ramah. We got to go with the Ramah. But he says the Chiddush, he's talking about a specific fish that they were arguing about then, that he soaked the fish in a solution. And after 3 hours of soaking in the solution, the scales came off. Hazakta Neid Buddha doesn't say you have to take it off without any hamtzah, as long as it could come off, no matter what. So that means it is removable, even though without soaking it in solution, it's impossible to take it off. But since when you soak it in the solution, it comes off, that's called removable, that's good enough. Hazay Paskin Neid Buddha Lachel Lamaisa. But the Chsam Seifa argued, the Chsam Seifa says, Mechatesa, if Lamaisa you can't take it off, you have to know, even things that are permanent, mistamed is some eitzes to remove them. Soaking them a few hours in the solution is not a raya that they're called removable. So the Chsam Seifa says, whenever you can't remove them right away, but you could remove them al yidei ezam tsa, so you need a messiah. Could be they're called removable, could be not, but it's impossible for us to tell. You need a messiah. So that's a pshat in the Gemara. These types of fish, the Turid, the Chamer, the Yama, and the Turid, the Yama. They had scales, but they were not removable. They needed a Shtikal Amtsah to remove them. So that, the Gemara has to tell you which ones are Tur, which ones are Tameh, which ones are considered removable, which ones are not considered removable. He's learning the Gemara, Lashitase, not like the Neid Debihud. The Neid says as long as you can find some Eitzah to remove them, that's good enough. And the Chsam Seifa says no, and that's a Pshat in the Gemara. Are these scales on the Torah of the Yam and the Chamer of the Yam considered removable? You could remove them with an Eitzah. Is that Eitzah, is that considered removable or that considered not removable? That's Gufa Pshat in the Gemara. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the mission of Kairit Shel Chiltis. So one of the things that's Asa Bachil and Mutta Banah is a Kairit, a piece of Chiltis. Chiltis is a type of an herb that's very, very sharp. So you can't buy it from Goyim. The Gemara says, "My tamam, mishin the mifsuk leib sakina." They cut it with a knife. Afagav the amar mar nois and tam lefgam mutter. Even though nois and tam lefgam is mutter, agav churfid the chilta mechali leshem nusav ahavli kenois and tam leshvach. Because of the sharpness of the chilta, so that makes the shamnunis sweet and it blibes nois and tam leshvach. That's what the Gemara says. So Rav Yishayim learn that the pshat is we're dealing with the blius inside the knife. When a guy cuts it with his knife, we're afraid of the treifus that he used the knife for that's absorbed in the knife. So Rashman Teres Abayis that says that to use a guyish knife is aser, even if it's an Eina Ben Yoyma, because of the shamnunis, because of the grease that's stuck to the knife. That stama knife has grease on it, and you're not allowed to use the guyish knife because of the grease that's stuck to the knife. Even if it wasn't used, even if it's not a ben yoimai. So he's bothered from this Gemara. So why the Gemara have to have a kash? It's nice and tam lefgam. Nice and tam lefgam only happens by the blius. The blius, the food that's absorbed in the keli, so after 24 hours becomes nice and tam lefgam. But the shamnunis that's be'en on the keli, the Rashba holds, and that doesn't become nice and tam lefgam after 24 hours. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? That nois and tam lefgam is mutter if we're dealing with shamnunis on the knife. So why is it nois and tam lefgam? So the Rashba says from his Rebbe Rabbeinu Yoina that when a merchant cuts with a knife, the chiltis, he's going to make sure the knife is clean. It's not a kitchen knife you're going to have from a guy, that's a vada greasy, that's a vada dirty. So if you use that knife to cut food, it becomes treif because the treif of grease gets on the food. But a knife that a merchant used to cut the vegetables that he's selling, that knife he makes sure is clean. So mainly only have to worry about the blius. So that's why there's a problem of nois and tam lefgam. So that the Gemara says that a davar charif like a chiltis, that makes it l'shvach. See, we find the concept of davar charif in Yerideya in regard to three halachas. The Gemara says in Chulin, in the 8th parak, that if you cut a radish with a fleishig, a knife, you now eat it with milchiks. So the shaila is why. Normally, if something pariv comes into contact with a kli, with fleishig blius, you're allowed to eat it with milk, because that's called nois and tam bar nois and tam. If you have a pariv of food that gets blius of fleishig, so it remains pariv. So how come when you cut a radish with a fleishig knife, you're not allowed to eat with milchiks? Why don't you say that the fleishig blius is called nois and tam bar nois and tam? It didn't come directly from the fleishes. It went into a kli, and from the kli into the pariv. So normally that remains pariv. You'll eat with milchiks. It says, dogim sha'olu bekara, if you have fish that went into a fleishik plate, mutalech lebekutach, you'll eat it with milk. So there's a machlekes rishayim. Some rishayim say because a knife is dirty, a knife is greasy, it's not tam, it's be'en. So you have actual meat on this radish, and that's why you're not allowed to eat it with kutach. That's one mahalach. But there's another mahalach, and we bask in this way in Shulchan Aruch, that no, even if the knife is clean, but since the radish is a davar charif, so two things. First of all, normally when you cut something with a knife, it doesn't necessarily give the blius into the thing that you cut. But a radish is a davar charif, and therefore it could get the blius out of the knife, even though it's cold. That's one thing about a davar charif. When a davar charif is cut with a knife, it gets the blius out of the knife. That's with the radish. And second, by a davar charif, you don't say nice and tam by nice and tam. What's called not by not, nice and tam by nice and tam. Even though the davar charif didn't get the blius directly from the fleishig, so it went into the knife and from there to the radish, that also would make the radish fleishig, and you're not allowed to eat it with milk. And here in our Gemara, l'chayr is the third thing about davar charif, that it says by a davar charif that there's no din of nice and tam of gam, even if it's not a ben yemai, it makes it. It's mechayel le'shvach, it makes it nice and tam le'shvach. But this is a machlokes yishayim, because some yishayim hold that it's only chiltis. Chiltis is extremely sharp. That's what the Maram Rudenberg said. Chiltis, the Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Samach, that if the animal eats chiltis, you have to be afraid that the animal's stomach will get eroded from the chiltis. Chiltis is a very, very sharp thing. So chiltis, maybe you don't have the din of nice and tam le'shvach when it's not a ben yemai. But who says that everything else, radishes and onions and other dvarim charifim, garlics, who said they have the same din? Adarabah, the Mishnah says that a chiltis you can't buy from a goyim. it sounds like a radish or an onion or a garlic, you couldn't buy from Gaim. Even though the Chayav B'Deichik, you could be matcha this raya and say that those things were not usually sold when they were cut. Chiltus was sold when it was cut. But as his time, the Lechayer should have said other dvarim charifim that would be cut with the Gaiish knife would also be aser. It says only chiltus. Mice is only chiltus. But the Sefer Shuma says all dvarim charifim. So this is brought as 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So kum dice, if you cut an onion with a clean fleshig knife, so there are two shilas, there are two sugyas that you have to be machmen both shilas in order to aser. One is, do you say nice and tam by dav v'charif? And that's a machlekes yishenim in the sugya in chulin. According to some yishenim, it's because of the shamnunis is on the knife. But according to some yishenim, since it's a dav v'charif, it becomes fleshes even though it didn't get the tam directly from the meat. That's one sugya. And then you have our sugya. Now let's say the knife is not a ben yemei. So you need our Gemara to tell you that that it's not called nice and tam lefgam. And that's also machalikas yishenim, because the Maran Rutenberg says it's dafka chiltis. But al kapanim zecha lechatchila with machma like that, and if you cut an onion or a garlic or a radish with a fleshig knife, you're not allowed to mix it with milchiks and huadin fakeret, even if it's not a ben yaymai. But there's another pshat in the sugya that we're talking about shemnus. This is the pshat of the Ritva and the Ra'ah in Torah Sabayis. And actually, it's also in the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam. That here we're talking about that there's actual grease on the knife. So why does the Gemara say that it should be nice and tam lefgam? What's the Gemara Shaila? The Teretz is because usually grease doesn't enhance the vegetable that it's cutting. You cut a vegetable with a greasy knife, it's nice and tam lefgam because the grease that's now going into the vegetable is not enhancing the vegetable. Why would the grease is not flavoring the vegetable? But chiltus is different. The lashon is agav chirfa the chiltus say mechayile shamnusa. The Mishkanes Yaakov in Simulah Megillah, he says it's very meduyik in the Gemara. According to other Rishonim, you have to say that the chiltus makes the shamnusa sweet. Also, the lashon is sweet. He doesn't like so much. It should have said it meshbiach, but it should have just said it's mechayile shamnusa. It shouldn't say mechayile shamnusa. But he says the pshat. According to the Rambam, the Ritva, the Ra'ah is fakert, that because of the churf of the chiltusa, because the chiltus is so sharp, mechal yalei shamnunusa, the shamnunis, the grease, makes it sweeter. It counteracts the big sharpness of the chiltus, and that's why it's nice and tam l'shvach. So really, there's nothing in this Gemara that's talking about Eina ben Yema. We're not talking about plius b'chalal. There's no makar for any type of dav v'charif that would make that the blius should be considered nice and tam l'shvach, even though it's not a ben yaymai. It's a specific gemara by the grease, that normally grease in a vegetable is nice and tam l'fgam, but grease in a chiltus is mechali alei shamnusa. The shamnusa is mechali, it sweetens the chiltus. The chiltus is so sharp that it needs the grease to sweeten it, and that's why it's nice and tam l'shvach. That's the pshat of the Ritva there on the Pirish Mishnayos L'Rambam. And now one more nekuda. One more sugya at the end of the Gemara is a discussion of the chaysim. The Gemara says, Amarav chavis asa b'chaysim echad, champag muta b'chaysim echad. Chavis means chalav, basa, yayin, and tcheles. That a chaysim echad is not enough. Champag, chiltis, muryis, passing, gvina, that's muta b'chaysim echad. So the Gemara says, according to Rav, what's the difference that gvina is muta b'chaysim echad and chalav not? What's the difference? So Gemara says you have to knock out cholav, it's really chatichas dag, shein bei simen. So in the end, fish, meat, wine, and tcheles, it needs two chaysames. Mashen kein milk, and chiltis, and murius, and bread, and cheese, one chaysim is good enough. So we spoke already in the previous year in Daf Lamed Aleph. That Gemara was mashed, and Rav holds that everything is chaysim echad is good enough. And some Mishenim hold it's a machlekes, and we pass, and you need two chaysames. Not like that Gemara there. And we said two other mahalchim in the Rishayim, and Rabbeinu Tam says the difference between Yisrael Chashid, which were more machmer on the you need two chaysamas, mashen kein a guy, and another mahalach, there's a difference if the same person who made the chaysam is going to see the chaysam, he'll be able to detect the forgery much better than a chaysam echad is good enough, like a pikadain. So chaysam echad is good enough because he could detect it. Mashen kein, here we're talking about he's sending the meat to someone else. He's not going to be able to see if it was the same original chaysam. It's just the tirch of creating a new chaysam, but he's not going to be able to know what the original chaysim was, so then you need two chaysames. But benegay in this sugya, the question is why? Why is it that the fish and the meat and the wine and the chalas needs two chaysames, and the milk and the cheese and the bread and the muris and the chiltis, they're good enough for one chaysim? So Rashi says because the first four are very expensive, and therefore we're afraid they'll switch it. Hashem, the other ones are much cheaper, and they're not afraid they'll switch it. That's Rashi's malach. Hashem don't like that so much. Hashem bring you Yerushalmi, that any time the Isser is the guf hadavar, that's what we're afraid of. Meat and fish, we're afraid of non-kosher meat, non-kosher fish. We're afraid of non-kosher wine and non-kosher tchelas. That's the guf hadavar, the actual thing is treif. So then you need two chesamis. Mashenk and the other ones were afraid of the taruvis. Chiltis and Murius were afraid he cut it with a treif and knife, so there's a taruvis, there's some treif mixed in. And Murius, he had some wine mixed in. And Gvina and Chalav, because we're afraid of Chalav Tami that gets mixed in. So the question is, what about Pass? So Ramban says, Pass, they were bezunda meko. But the Ran says, because Pass is their abundance, even by the Gufa Dava, by their abundance, they weren't cheshish. So then the shail is, what about Yayin? Yayin is also the Rabbanim. We're talking about Stam Yenam. He says, Nesach is different. Nesach, they were more machmeh. They treated like a deraisa. They think also a guy is more interested in being menasech than switching it. And switching it, all right, it's not such a big thing by him, but being menasech is a bigger thing. So they were more machmeh. That's the halach of the Rishayim. It's not a matter of how expensive it is. When it's the Isser, is the Guf HaDavar, then they were more machmeh. When the Isser is Taruvis, then they were more Mekel, with the exception of Pass, because Pass is their Rabbanan, it could be passed down, they were more Mekel, and if you say Pass is their Rabbanan, you have to say the Yayin, they were more Machmir. The Shach learns in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, that the difference is, all their Isis need two Chesamis, all their Rabbanan needs one Chesim. But I was bothered, and except for Yayin. Yayin is their Rabbanan, but Yayin, you have that time that by Nesach, they were more Machmir, they treated like their Isis. I was very bothered. What about chiltis? Chiltis, the Gemara says, is good enough one chaysim. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, because they didn't have chiltis anymore. But chiltis, the Gemara says, is good enough one chaysim. Chiltis is the chayr deraisa. The truth is, the Prima Gadim, at the beginning of Tzadik Vav, in the Mishpat Zav, he has a shayla. If this din, that a dava charef, is mechayel le'shvach, is this the Rabbanan or deraisa? He brings a chacham echad that says it's the Rabbanan. And that's what the Knesset Yecheskel holds at the end of Simon Chav Dalet. So according to that, the Shach would stim that Chiltis is the Rabbanan. But the Prima Gadim himself, Nemzon, and the Bekvega also in Sim Memtes Nemzon, that Chiltis, that the Dava Charef, Abayena Ben Yoyma, is their Isa. So the Rishayim never make this Chilik. The Rishayim are Mashma, even if it's their Isa, if the Isser is Gufay, then they need two Chesamis. If the Isser is because of a Taruvis, even if it's their Isa, one Chesam is good enough. But if you're going to say like the Shach, that the Chilik is Stam, that all their Isis need two Chesamis, all their Rabbanans need one Chesam, I'm not sure you do a Chiltis unless you hold that Chiltis is their Rabbanan. The Shach himself asks on this Hagdara, what about Cholav? Cholav, the Gemara says, the Shach that they might have been Ma'arev Cholav Tameh. Well, if they Ma'arev Cholav Tameh, that would be Nisa der Isa. So why are you afraid by all Cholav of Nisa der Isa, Ma'arev Cholav Tameh? So what Mshani says is that the whole din of Cholav Akum is only the Rabbanan because Midaraisa, you're not Cheshish for Cholav Tameh. Stam Cholav is Cholav Tar. People don't usually, even Gaim, they don't usually use Cholav Tameh. So we're not Cheshish for Cholav Tameh. Rave Cholav around is Cholav Tar. Cholav usually comes from milks and from cows and goats. Doesn't come from donkeys and horses. Cholav is Cholav Tar. It's the Rabbanan Dik Cheshash. But he has another teretz that even if they were Ma'arev Cholav Tameh, will be muta midiraisa, because midiraisa min b'minai is raiv. The din that you need shishim is der abanan. Min b'minai midiraisa is raiv. That's how we paskin. So mele, since it's chalav tame with chalav tar, they're both chalav, it's min b'minai. So mele midiraisa, it's batul b'raiv. The Gemara says, later on this blot, we're not chayshish that he's giving you all chalav tame, that you'll be able to tell the difference. But midiraisa is min b'minai, it's batul b'raiv. No, Rabbi Kvega asks on him that this is Rav. Rav holds like Rabbi Huda that Min B'mina is like Batal. So how could they ask on Rav that Cholav also should be Mutter if the Agdar is their Isa and their Abanan, Cholav should be their Isa because Min B'mina, according to Rav, is not Batal. Agut the Kasha. The other Kasha they ask is that this din, that min b'mina is bal t'broiv, is only when they taste the same. That's what the Shach himself says in Siman Tzadik Ches. Only when they taste the same. When you can't taste the Yisur, because it tastes the same as et, then it's bal t'broiv. But chalav tamei, horse's milk and cow's milk taste different. So you could taste the Yisur in the heter. So why would it be bal t'broiv mi d'raisa? Ashver Shach. This ketshuva there brings that the Nei Yehuda says that could be the din of tam k'ikar d'raisa is only by the gufa Yisur. Mashengen cholov that comes from a tame animal, that's only a din of yaitzim and a tame. You don't say tam ke'ikr on a yaitzim and a tame. You don't say tam ke'ikr on the cholov. A grace of chiddush. But this is all the feed the shach that's lemming on that all the rices need two chaisamis, all their abundance one chaisim. Like we said, Rashi holds it's not dagdar. Rashi holds it depends if it's expensive or cheap. And the Rishonim also say it's not dagdar. They say it depends if the isser is migufay. Or the Yisr is a taruva, so they b'chol wouldn't have the kasha that by cholav it should be their isa. The maisa, the only kasha is taruvis, and the melo, all you need is chaisim echad. I'm going to go into the Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to go into the ikedin of cholav akum, and what does it help someone yeshiv b'tzana eder? I'm going to in the next shir.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.